My name is Ashley. I'm 17 years old. Today is November 25th. I'm speaking with On, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Alameda. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Well, when I was a child, speaking like 7 years and under, I was living in Vietnam. I grew up in Vietnam. I don't remember a lot about my childhood, but I remember living in poverty and didn't have much, didn't have toys, didn't have clothes, didn't have shoes. Until I came to America in 1979, I was about 7 years old. I started first grade, didn't speak English, grew up in Berkeley, came to a foreign country from Vietnam. So life was different in America than in Vietnam. I learned English, went to school, had a better life, had toys, had dolls, had clothes and shoes, had friends. So it was a big difference growing up in America than in Vietnam. So much better in America than in Vietnam.
Tell me a favorite memory of me.
There are too many memories of you that I really, really love, but the ones that really stood out, that sticks in my mind, is when you were maybe about 2 years old, or maybe even, no, I would say maybe three or four. Yeah, three or four, and every night when we laid down to tuck you in, because you were very attached to me, you always wanted me to lay down right next to you, and you always say, "Mommy, please lay down next to me." And every time I get up, you would always wake up. Even though you were falling asleep, you can feel that I was leaving you. You would always perk right up and ask me to lay back down and say, "Mommy, please lay next to me." And I think that was like, that's one of the nicest memories. And now that you are older, I wish you would say that to me, because you don't, you know.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
If I could give an advice to my teen self, looking back, I would say you should always listen to your parents. I was pretty rebellious teenager. I didn't want to listen to my parents' rules. I didn't want to, you know, listen to what they had to say. I was very rebellious. So looking back, I wish everything that my parents had told me, I would listen, because at that time I thought that they didn't know anything. I was right. I was young and I knew everything. But you know what? Looking back, parents know everything. They went through life before you. They experienced everything. And so they are much wiser. And they're much smarter. They experienced it. And they know everything. So if I had listened to my parents and took their advice, I think life would be much better. And I wouldn't have made the mistakes that I've had.
What are your hopes and wishes for me, for my children?
Well, my hopes for you is to be happy. Most important is be happy and have health and do what you love. Anything is okay as long as you're happy and you enjoy it, and that you have a happy life where you're not going to struggle with money, and I don't want you to be stressed. And the same thing with your children, is that you have their health and that they're going to grow up to be wonderful, amazing children. That's it.
How has being a parent changed you?
Before I had kids, I didn't think that I could love anything more than life. But now that I have you and Nick, I can't even imagine what life would be without you guys, and I would do anything. So The love is amazing and above and beyond, and I couldn't even imagine my life without you guys.
Were there any difficult moments when you came to the U.S.?
The only one that I can come up with is that when I first came to America, I was about 7 years old. I started first grade. I did not speak any English. And I remember the first few days of school was very, very difficult. I couldn't understand what was going on. I was told to go to certain class or daycare or after school care. And I didn't know that I was supposed to be there. I would cry and cry and cry. And just not understanding the language and being in a foreign place was hard. But again, I was young. I was only 7. I adjusted very quickly. So I think the most difficult was the language.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Yes, the most difficult moment in my life was when we lost your dad to cancer. It's the most difficult experience I've ever had in my whole entire life. Losing somebody that you care about so much. So that is the most important and most difficult, and still is.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Well, I first can say because my happiest moment was, I remember I had a hard time getting pregnant. I thought I could not have babies. And it took me a long time to get pregnant. So when I first found out that I was pregnant with Nicholas, my firstborn, that was an amazing, because it was very, it's so exciting. I thought I could get pregnant. And when it happened, it was like the most amazing thing. And it was just like a miracle. So I would say the happiest when I got pregnant with Nick and then have you. So those are the two moments in my life.